Puranas are full of examples like that, just to give us the understanding properly. One man, he was very, very cruel, very nasty, very bad. In his whole life, he didn't do anything good. But one day, it was raining. It was raining, and one person was getting drenched in that rain just next to his house. So he invited that person, okay, come in, come inside. And that person who he gave shelter to happened to be a Vaishnava. That's the only good thing he had done. Rather unconsciously, he just allowed him to stay at the shelter of his house when it was torrential rain outside. So when he died, you know, after death, what happens with most of the people? That doesn't happen to the devotees. I'll come to that. Even if it happens to devotees, nothing to worry about. So after death, one has to go to Jamaraj. Jamaraj is the judge. And Jamaraj judges all that activities that are in favor or against him. So Jamaraj told him that, look, by the way, Jamaraj also has a clerk. His name is Chitragupta. And he has the database where everyone's activities are stored. So Jamaraj asked Chitragupta, and Chitragupta said that this man's life is full of sinful activities. But there is only one good thing he has ever done. What is that? Once he allowed a Vaishnava to come and stay inside his house when it was raining. So Jamaraj asked that person, so see, your whole life is full of sinful activities, but there is one good act that you had done. Now, what do you want first to take? What result, what kind of reactions you want to take? You want to take the result of your sinful activities first or your good deed first? So somehow this person was quite intelligent. So he said that I'll take the result of the good act first. Fine. So as a result of that one simple good act, he got a human form of life. And he remembered that incident, and he thought that if one such act can give me such benefit, this life, let me dedicate my whole life in serving the Vaishnavas. So this is the result of salpamappasya dharmasya. A little good deed can, little bit of involvement in devotional service can save us from the greatest fear. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us.